This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization is cautioning against the idea of immunity passports. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
The concept has been floated as a way of allowing people believed to be protected against reinfection of the new coronavirus to return to work. But the WHO says there is no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected against a second infection. The Geneva-based UN Health Agency says people who assume they are immune to reinfection may ignore public health advice, raising the risks of continued virus transmission. The WHO adds that tests for antibodies of the new coronavirus also need further validation to determine their accuracy. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says that testing for COVID-19 has been ramped up in his state. At a briefing Saturday, DeSantis announced just under 2,000 positive cases had been reported in the past 48 hours.
We are now have tested 320,000 people in the state of Florida. As many of you know, there was not very much testing going on anywhere in the country just 2 months ago.
The governor told WPLG that his administration plans to let pharmacists administer tests for the coronavirus to expand availability of testing for the general public. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at four hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com.